ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question, and that question is about the virtues of the teacher. A lot of people ask, kids, one of the major questions that they have is, what am I going to be when I grow up? And this is one of these important questions that every person asks himself when he's young. And, nobody ever thinks, wouldn't it be good if I became a teacher, right? These days people want to become take up the occupation that gives them the most income. And, it's always been this way that, teachers don't make a lot of money. So a lot of people don't really kind of incline towards becoming teachers unless, they're really passionate about it and they're willing to sacrifice money for the sake of this, their profession. But if we knew what the virtues of the teacher are, in the hereafter and in the akhirat, a lot of people would definitely incline towards becoming teachers. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported as having said the following regarding the status of a teacher and the way that the teacher will be resurrected in the hereafter. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Shall I inform you who the absolutely most generous one is? Allah is the absolutely most generous one. And I am the most generous of Adam's offspring." And up to here, this hadith is not concerned directly about the teacher. But from here on, the Prophet, he alludes to the status of the teacher. He says, "And the most generous from amongst you all after me is the man who has been taught knowledge and subsequently spreads his knowledge to others," meaning the teacher. First of all, he has gained knowledge and subsequently he spreads his knowledge to others. "He will be raised on the day of resurrection." This is the point where we get to the answer to our question. The Prophet said, "He will be raised on the day of resurrection as a community in himself," meaning he will be equal. This one person will be equal to a community in his status, in his rank in the hereafter. This is an interesting, expression. It reminds us of the way that Allah has referred to the Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Holy Quran. Allah calls the Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, a nation. Right? Meaning in and of himself, he was a nation unto himself. In continuation, the Prophet, he mentioned something regarding the status of the martyr. He says, "And after him," meaning the only person who is, and this is important, the Prophet says that after him is the man who is generous in giving up his life for Allah, mighty and exalted, and is killed for him. Right, so this kind of alludes to the fact that the status of the teacher is even higher than the status of the martyr on the day of resurrection. Right, if we knew this, this great, and the truth is that teaching is a very difficult profession. It takes a lot of patience, and only person who can really do this is somebody who has a lot of patience and a lot of self-sacrifice. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the rewards and status of a teacher are. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.